And we're on Jazz Street with Andy Milne. Andy, welcome back to Rochester.
Hey, good to be here. It was a year ago, actually, but yeah.
Yeah, I'll say it's welcome back.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
So since then, brand new album, what's the name of the album?
It's called Time Will Tell.
And describe the process of it and why you decided now is the time to record new material and bring it to the public.
Well, I'm a little slower than some artists, but I guess I was ready to make, to just make another album as the trio developed, because we had made an album in 2019 that came out in 2020 that, of course, was sort of, it did well, but we didn't get to do much with it as a result of the pandemic, but the album won a Juno in Canada for Jazz Number of the Year, so then I was touring with the band, and I was preparing to make a new album, and so it takes me a while to do it, but here we are, 2024, yeah.
So talk about the process of writing for you, in terms of, like, do you hear words when you create notes and tones, or you hear notes and tones and you decide to create lyrics and make the music that way for you?
Well, there's not any lyrics on this album, so it's all about, notes and tones and feelings. And so because I've done more, increasingly writing more music for film as well, I tend to have this, music, notes and tones that describe for me feelings, or describe lyrics, if you would, but I don't have any lyrical. I think lyrical means something that you could put words to, even if you don't have to.
You know, actually, you read my mind, because I was thinking about you, because you're doing more work with films, that part of it, in terms of when you create music, you're seeing all these pictures, you're seeing scenes, and then you got to create music to accompany that. How do you do that? Because, I mean, I'm amazed by people who can create such amazing work creating sound and vision together.
Well, I mean, sometimes you have to, hopefully you can have an affinity for what's being depicted or what's being described or talked about, but oftentimes you might be just kind of creating something that you think complements it, and you find out whether your director likes it or not. Sometimes they love it, sometimes they don't, you know. And I think the difference in the medium, that when you're working with just strictly for your own artistic output, writing music for a band to perform and record, you don't have that director's final say. So for me, I can have complete autonomy, but I think there's something that's about that process of writing for that emotion, or writing for that context or that purpose, that I sometimes employ. And even sometimes if I'm trying to describe something for my own personal movie, that it becomes a way of applying that kind of artistic sensibility.
Speak with Andy Milne. So Andy, give us an idea what it's like to do this live in front of an audience.
Wow. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, especially when you're in a nice venue and a nice instrument, and you've got an audience, it's a listening audience. It's a great feeling, because it's a full circle kind of, maybe not even circle, but a triangle, or sort of loose triangle, I guess, because when you can sort of talk through your instrument, or also talk and sort of fill in any gaps, that's so refreshing, as opposed to it'd be like sending an email, but writing a letter and then having to wait 3 weeks to get a response, you know? Whereas there's an immediacy to talking through your music and maybe even making changes about the way the music goes, which you can't do. You can't anticipate an audience response that's going to be like 6 months down the road or a year down the road, right? But you can when you're kind of able to kind of feel what they are receiving and how they're receiving it and how they're processing it. So I love being able to perform, you know.
And we get to see that tonight. Andy, thank you so much for coming down today, and I can't wait to see you later on this evening and after.
Thanks a lot, Dick. Good to see you.